97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a winter storm watch in effect beginning Saturday evening and continuing through Monday afternoon. Heavy snow is possible with accumulations of 12 to 18 inches, with some areas possibly receiving 24 inches or more, according to the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour are expected during the storm. The strong winds and the weight of the snow on tree limbs may cause downed power lines. This could result in sporadic power outages. Whiteout and near-blizzard conditions are possible, making traveling treacherous and potentially life-threatening. Traveling could be very difficult to impossible with this combination of snow and wind. This storm is expected to impact the following counties, moving from west to east: Wood, Portage, Washera, Wapaka, Winnebago, Outagamie, Calumet, Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee. Any residents in Wausau who need smoke alarms installed in their home can have that done for free later this month. The American Red Cross will offer free smoke alarm installations on March 24th for the Sound the Alarm event. You'll need to sign up on redcross.org or by calling 888-376-4056. The installation event will run from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24th. Red Cross volunteers and community partners will go door-to-door in neighborhoods vulnerable to home fires, installing free smoke alarms and sharing information on the causes of home fires, what to do if a fire starts, and how to create an escape plan. If you'd like to volunteer to do installations, you can sign up at redcross.org/Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The head of Universities of Wisconsin won't quit, even though the Board of Regents wants him to. According to the Associated Press, President Jay Rothman says he was told privately that a majority of the board lost confidence in him, but wasn't given any reasons. He says the board threatened to fire him if he doesn't resign. The board's president says she can't talk about personnel matters. Rothman took the job 2 years ago and says his record shows strong leadership. A veteran reporter from southern Wisconsin is being held after being kidnapped in Iraq. Shelley Kittleson, who grew up in Mount Horeb and attended Darlington High School, was taken in central Baghdad Tuesday night. Iraq's Interior Ministry says security forces pursued the vehicle involved, and one person is in custody. Kittleson's mother says Shelley had sent a message and photo Monday saying that she was okay. The State Department says they warned Kittleson about the kidnapping threat. And we're still trying to go through all those bills the governor signed and shot down recently. Governor Tony Evers vetoed one law that would have let employers consider pending non-criminal charges when making hiring or firing decisions. Evers said the proposal could unfairly punish people based on accusations that haven't been proven. Republican lawmakers criticized the veto, saying the bill would have protected employers in cases tied to work-related theft or misconduct. Evers says the state should not weaken due process. More than 100 Wisconsin educators are being honored this year by the Herb Cole Educational Foundation. The group is giving out over $1.4 million in awards statewide. Each of the 100 teachers and 15 principals will get $6,000, and their schools will get the same amount. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's Milwaukee playing host to the Boston Celtics. The Bucks allowing backup players more time, like Usman Jang, scoring a career-high 36 points in Houston Wednesday night. Bucks guard Cormac Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Uz and I played together in OKC last year for a number of games, and you talk about versatility, like, he's got size, he can handle the ball, he can shoot, he can play make. You know, obviously when we're down on bodies, you need versatility. You need guys to kind of do a little bit of everything. thing. Good things happen.
Baseball, the Brewers in KC tonight against the Royals. Bryce Durang says it's their bullpen that's helped them get to 5-1 and in first place.
Up and down our lineup, our pitching staff did a very good job of controlling what they can control, and pitchers did a good job keeping us in the games. The offense did a good job having quality at bats and scoring runs, and that's how you win games. So it worked out in our favor.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Durang with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A brief break in this active weather pattern today before more rain moves in. For today, expect partly sunny skies with high temps in the mid-40s. For tonight, rain redevelops, possibly a bit of freezing rain as well, perhaps even a rumble of thunder, low temperatures in the lower 30s.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.